The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Ever since insects developed a taste for vegetation, plants have faced the same dilemma. Use limited resources to outcompete their neighbors for light to grow, or invest directly in defense against hungry insects. The same light sensor that detects other plants crowding in and gives the signal to switch on the synthesis of the plant growth hormone auxin reduces the plant's responsiveness to the hormone jasmonic acid, which orchestrates the synthesis of a whole array of defensive chemicals. Plants react to chemical cues in the oral secretions of herbivores and mechanical damage caused by caterpillars and their ilk nibbling on foliage. They increase the production of defense-related hormones, particularly jasmonic acid, which ramps up the concentration of chemicals that make plants unpalatable or at least less nutritious for herbivores. In measuring the trade-offs, botanists found that many caterpillar species grew twice as fast on seedlings grown under crowded conditions or exposed to shade, in which the plants were investing in growth hormones instead of in defenses.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.